But he always wanted to live in San Francisco and found a job he saw on the internet and went out there and interviewed. And it's one of the very successful companies. It's so many of his friends went out there, and of course they're unemployed now. All those dot-com companies failed, but his company does very well.
And he visited?
Hmm?
Have you visited?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does very well, and he has a Mini Cooper now. You know what a Mini Cooper
is?
I've
seen those.
He got the first one in San Francisco, and of course...
It's a great car for San Francisco.
People just... Well, here they stop on the road. I mean, they are interesting cars. He's crazy. And he's a big surfer. He surfs all over the world. He's been to Puerto Rico and Mexico and Hawaii. And did you see the surfing movie? There's a movie called Blue... It's a terrific movie.
Blue Crush.
Yeah, it's terrific. I mean, I just went because of his interest, but it's really a good movie, I thought. Did you see it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, do see it. And it's quite successful. I mean, nobody expected anything of it. It's all girls doing the main... But it's all taken where he's surfed there in Hawaii. There's a special beach there that's so good. And so the other son is teaching at Baylor up in Chattanooga. And he went to Williams where I went. And he has three children. The son in San Francisco is not married.
Mm-hmm.
So I have three grandchildren.
Oh.
And he's a big runner. He's sponsored by, son is, they never ran until after college, and now he's sponsored by Nike, and they put him up front in the Peace Street Road Race. And
really?
A little bit, yeah. He knows all those great Kenyan runners. In fact, they invited him over. He spent a week in Kenya last spring.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, he's had a very interesting
career.
Yeah. And he coaches a champion cross-country team. His team wins everything in Tennessee.
Wow.
You see, he can run as well as the people he's coaching, which is very unusual. You know, he can beat them.
That's amazing. So, and he didn't start running until...
Never started until he was 23 or 4 years old. No, he's quite a fine... That's a picture of him. Well, you see him there.
Neat. Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that your sons being raised in Atlanta talk differently than...
No, I really haven't noticed that. Of course, I'm unaware of it. When I go up north, they think I talk like a southerner.
Mm-hmm.
And a few people down here think I still talk like a Yankee. But I don't... They both raised here and went to school here. And I think it's more of an Atlanta accent. When I say accent, it isn't. There isn't much of a...
Well, that's what I'm interested in, actually.
I don't think they're distinguished as southern talking or anything when they go around.
All right, so Atlanta is a little different than
southern.
Yeah,
I think Atlanta and the education here and such a mixed bunch. Well, you take in Westminster or Lovett, half of them are from up north. I mean,
mm-hmm.
your families have moved down here, and it's sort of a mixed breed.
So what do you think when your friends, when you go up north, they tell you you sound southern?
Well, I don't see how they think I do. I don't, unless I say tomato instead of tomato or something. Some word that they don't use. I mean, they use differently maybe up there. No, I don't see, I don't detect difference.
You can hear a difference in the speech of southerners and northerners?
Not a lot. Well, real rednecks or, I mean, real...
So, <It's okay>.
No. No, I don't I'm not one of those that can tell where people are from
really?
By the way they talk. I don't pay that much attention to it. I pay more attention to the English they use. I know some, you know, things like using me instead of I and ain't instead of isn't or whatever. I notice that a lot,
right.
But I don't notice the accent.
What about the difference between how younger people and older people talk?
Well, I really haven't noticed that much difference, I'll be honest with you. I don't pay that much attention
mm-hmm.
to...
Everybody sounds the same to you?
Now, I like English. People have a real English accent.
Mm-hmm.
I have a good friend, the ex-counsel here. He has a very British accent. I'm impressed with that. I mean, that kind of accent I can detect. Or Irish. I have a couple of good Irish friends. They have a certain brogue.
Mm-hmm.